How many of you have ever started a diet? How many of you have ever wanted a more healthy lifestyle? How many of you have kept that diet or developed a healthy lifestyle? It's probably happened to everyone in here. Old temptations start creeping up on you. Old habits are hard to kill. It's the same with falling away from the church. Everyone is vulnerable to it. The Bible says anyone can. In 1 Corinthians 10, 12, it says, "Therefore, let anyone who thinks he stands take heed lest he falls." Christians back then did it. We can do it now. In Galatians 1, 6 through 7, Paul was astonished of how quickly the church of Galatia fell away from the gospel. As Christians, we can go back to our old ways. In 1 Peter 1:14, it says, "As obedient children, do not be confined to the passions of your former ignorance." The people who have fallen away they didn't have the resistance to keep away from those passions. They didn't learn how to deal with the temptation. Also, Christians can turn their back on God. In Hebrews 4:1, the Hebrew writer is talking to Christians. He's saying that Christians came short of the promise being heaven. And also in Hebrews 10:29, it says that Christians trampled on the Son of God barefoot and had insulted the Spirit of grace. Not only does the Bible warn us that we can fall away, but it also gives examples of those who did. One of those being Peter, when he denied Jesus. It's found in all of the Gospels, but I like to use Luke's because it's more detailed. It has nothing that any of the other Gospels have. In Luke's, it tells us that Peter was in the courthouse. He was sitting among those who were putting Jesus on trial. And after he denied him three times, it says that immediately the rooster crowed, and the Lord looked and turned. Lord looked and at Peter. And then once when he looked at Peter, Peter remembered what the Lord had said before. "Before the rooster crows today, you will deny me three times." And he went and wept bitterly. Another example of those who fell away were the seven churches of Asia in the book of Revelation. Five out of the seven were told to repent. That means that they took on Christ and they fell back, and they needed to repent of their sins. An example is one is the church in Laodicea. In Revelations 3:16, it tells us that Jesus called them lukewarm, neither hot nor cold. All he wanted to do was just spit them out. Later on, in verse 19, Jesus tells them to become zealous and to repent. Other examples of those who fell away were Judas betraying Jesus, Ananias and Sapphira, Simon the sorcerer, churches of Galatia, and Hermas and Alexander. Now, from those examples, we learn the consequences of their actions. The Bible reveals the result of falling away. God has no pleasure in the fallen. In Hebrews 10:38, it says, "But my righteous one shall live by faith, and if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him." We also become good for nothing. In Matthew 5:13, it describes us as salt. But if we lose our flavor, meaning fall away, we are nothing more than just to be trampled on by people. Also, the fallen become unclean again and lose the sacrifice of their sin. In Hebrews 10:26-27, it says, "For if we go on sinning deliberately after receiving the knowledge of truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sin, but a fearful expectation of judgment and a fury of fire that will consume the adversities." Also, the fallen lose the prize of heaven. In 2 Peter 2:20-21, it says, "For after they have escaped the defilement of the world," meaning they took on Christ, "through the knowledge of our Lord Savior and Jesus Christ, they again become entangled," meaning fall away, "and overcome. The last state became worse than the first. For it would have been better for them never to have known the way of righteousness than after knowing it, turn back from the holy commandment delivered to them." There's no excuse for sin. Jesus tells us in John 22 that if he did not come and spoken to them the righteousness, they would not be guilty of sin. But now that he came and told us the way of righteousness, we have no excuse for sin. But God doesn't want to leave us on the back burner. He gives us a way to escape. The Bible also shows how to not fall away. God is our protector. All he wants to do is just cradle us in his arms, but being the God that he is, he gave us free will. He led us into this world. In Psalms 54, verse 4, it says, "Behold, God is my helper. The Lord is my upholder of my life." And in Hebrews 13, 5 through 6, it tells us that God will never leave us nor forsake us. And in 1 Corinthians 10:13, God protects us from becoming overwhelmed. He will not give us a temptation greater than what we can handle. But we must have a desire to grow. Milk can only hold you for so long. You need that spiritual food to keep strong, to keep those roots deep in you, that whenever temptation does come, you just don't blow away. You also have to keep your eyes open. In 1 Timothy 4:16, it says, "Keep a close watch on yourself and on the teachings. Persist in this, for by doing so, you will save both yourself and your hearers." But there's an armor for us to take on, found in Ephesians 6:10 through 18. That armor is able to withstand the schemes of the devil. He's able to stand firm. The armor includes the belt of truth, shoes that have the readiness given by the gospel of peace, a shield of faith that can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one, a helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, and also included in this armor is prayer. Prayer is like that invisible force field around you, letting you have a connection to God. To conclude, the Bible shows it, gives examples of it, reveals the result of it, and tells us how not to fall away. Anyone is capable of falling away. It can happen to even the best of us, but God doesn't leave us in the dark. He lets us gain protection if we have a desire to gain it. You have to want it. Let's remember to take on that armor and stand firm in our faith. Remember, if God is for us, who can be against us? Romans 8:31.